Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. He's not changed. Is anything too hard for our God? Praise the Lord. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for tuning in today to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, I pray that you will be blessed and that you will grow in the grace and the knowledge and the wisdom and revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our God is so good. And before I conclude a message that I began this week on moving forward in God, I just want to take a moment to thank all of you who are such faithful listeners. Those who are my UCM partners, I thank you so much for your prayer support. Without prayer, you know, that is our lifeline to God, and I'm grateful. I know that this ministry has continued simply because not only God's faithfulness, because of the faithfulness of God's people, not just in financial giving, enabling us to be a daily radio broadcast ministry since 1965. It's over 50 years, thousands of dollars that have been spent on many radio stations across the nation, preaching the Word of God. Brother Glass began in 1965, and when he went home in 1997, even before, I was doing a few broadcasts, but then continually carrying on the preaching of the whole counsel of God, the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, preached in the power and the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. It's not just the Word of God, it's not just the literal written Word, but it's the Spirit that gives life. We have to allow the God's Spirit to quicken and enliven the Word of God. And so my purpose being on this broadcast is to see the Spirit of God ignite a fire in you that you can move forward in the things of God. And I thank you that it's really a two-way street. If this ministry has continued for the length of time it has, it's not because of any great financial support or backers. It is simply because of God's unmerited grace and the faithfulness of God's people, not just in giving, but in prayer. Prayer is our lifeline, beloved, and I am so grateful. I want to take this time just to say from the very bottom of my heart how much I thank you for your faithful prayers, for to see Unveil Christ continue on, and for your prayers for me personally. And I want you to know prayer is a great part of my life. One of the joys of my life is being able to answer letters that come in, regardless of whether anyone sends an offering. That's not the important thing. I look to God for the meeting of our needs, but my heart's desire as I partner with God's heart is to see you moving in the fullness of His pleasure, His will, His anointing for your life, that you can move in the fullness of His Spirit, move in the gifts that He has placed and the talents and the giftings, and to walk in the fruit of the Spirit in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against those that there is no law. And so, beloved, I want to just say thank you, and I want you to know how much I love and appreciate you and pray for you, UCM partners, as well as my radio family. Some of you have never written, probably will never write. Nonetheless, my prayers are with you for God's very best in your life. Well, now, with the Lord's help, we're going to complete a message I've been sharing on how to move forward in God. And it is His presence, His power in our lives that makes changes. But you know what? He requires something from us. It's not our works, but it's our heart's desire. He's a God that moves by permission. He honors the will of man. And as we say, Lord, I come to you, and I ask you to do what I can't do, what the arm of flesh cannot do. He hears the cry of our hearts. The Lord dwells in the high and the holy place, and with him also that is the contrite and a humble spirit, to revive the heart of the contrite ones and to revive the spirit of the humble. I've always loved that passage because he who dwells in the heavens of heavens, who dwells beyond eternity, he dwells with those who are of a humble heart. And beloved, we can move forward in the things of God. As Paul said, we don't want to dwell on the past, even the successes, even the victories. It's good to remember them. That's what gives us faith and hope and encouragement to press on in present trials. But we need to be constantly looking for what God wants to do right now in our lives, not to be fearful of the future, not to dwell on the past, but to understand and appreciate the new things he wants to do right now in our lives. Every day, he wants us to move forward, to learn new things. We are changed from glory to glory. And so, just by way of quick review, we're to renounce the things of the past, any sins, any wrong thing. Ask God to just get us focused with our heart stayed upon him. Ask him for healing of memories of all the negative things of the past. And then to begin to get a picture in our mind by faith. What are those things? What are, without a vision, the people perish? What are the things God is asking of you to do? What are, get a vision in your mind of faith, if you will. Visualize what you want to be, your life to be in Christ, and then to begin to thank and praise him daily for what you desire to do. And keep those, keep that vision, keep that, and you know what it requires? Discipline. Sometimes there's going to be feeling you just want to throw up your hands and say, oh, I'm just going to give it all up. That's just what the enemy wants us to do. You know, it's just like if you've ever been on a diet, you know, if you blow it, you just want to throw up your hands and say, oh, well, what's the difference? Well, you know, if you do, then what you need to do is get right back on and continue to follow whatever dietary restrictions you've put yourself on so you could reach your physical goals. Sometimes it's important that, you know, for health reasons, you need to lose weight. Well, God's not going to, you know, force you to do that, but he will give you the grace to be able to say no. And beloved, believe it or not, he can even make it a joyous process. I found the Holy Spirit to be a wonderful friend. I ask him to help things be fun, and he likes to do that. And so I invite you, regardless of how tedious or tiresome the task might be, trust him to make it joyful and a pleasure. You know, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And so, as we've asked God also to increase our faith, he's the author and finisher, we're to persist in our goals. We can praise God, we can thank God that this work will be done. And beloved, as you persist in serving the Lord, as you persist in reaching after those things before you, obtaining the things that you desire in your life, as you keep your petitions before the Lord, David said, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God and Jehovah, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. 1 John 5 and 15 states, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And finally, Lord, the Lord wants us to continue working toward our goals. He will help us. He will sustain us. He will give us that necessary, that impetus, that commitment, that strength of will to say, Lord, I'm not going to give up until I see victory, until I see those things that you have promised. You know, I'm thinking of a dear brother. He used to be in our service in the 70s, and he had a particular addiction, a problem that he just could not seem to get the victory over. And I kept praying, and I kept encouraging him. And beloved, he has been able to walk in victory over decades of addiction to this particular besetting sin. He knows it wasn't right, but he kept falling back into it. Beloved, you can have the same kind of victory. So continue working toward your goals. And if you blow it, if you make a mistake, just pick yourself up. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Give me strength to be able to press on and continue on. And, you know, it's important every day to cover yourself in prayer, to ask the Lord for His covering, to ask the Lord for the full armor of God. It's critically important that having that shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, we're to present ourselves to the Lord daily in prayer, to do our very best in His strength, even though our natural eye can't see results possibly. We're to think on these things and praise God for it. What does the Word of God tell us in Philippians, the 4th chapter and verse 8? It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Praise God. And so, beloved, it's what we choose to dwell upon. And you know, when it says, "Let this mind be in you, within you, which is in Christ Jesus," this is really, I guess, if you could summarize, the most important thing. Because if we have the mind of Christ, we will continue to be focused, just as Jesus was able to endure the things He did for the joy set before Him. If you can visualize the joy, the satisfaction, the personal fulfillment you'll feel in having obeyed God, in achieving those God-given aims and visions and desires that He's placed upon your heart, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And you will know that it was only God that gave you the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and 5, it says, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." And beloved, as we do this individually, corporately, we're building up a beautiful temple, a habitation of the Lord, and the very body of Christ, which has been established for this hour, at this time, in this earth, all over the world. We are part of that body of Christ, declaring the word of the Lord, doing those great works that He has called us to do. We are rejoicing that our God has given us the victory, and this is our victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Beloved, I'm stirred. I'm excited for what God is doing in your behalf. Write those letters of testimony, of prayer requests. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I love you and pray for you all the time. I thank God for the privilege of sharing God's word with you and our time in the Spirit. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best for ever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.